There are already several states that ban minors from using tanning beds, and Hollywood Democratic Senator Eleanor Sobel says she wants the Sunshine State to join them. Florida minors already have to get parental consent, but Sobel says that's not enough.
Would you believe that Florida has more tanning salons, 1,261 tanning salons, than McDonald's, 868? Don't we live in the Sunshine State? Why do we need to pay for artificial, carcinogenic tanning machines when sunshine is available most days free of charge? Scientific evidence is overwhelming. Tanning machines cause cancer.
And she adds she wants to protect young people from getting the deadly disease.
Florida ranks second in the nation in melanoma cases, with an estimated 4,920 new cases diagnosed alone in 2009. Melanoma is the second most common form of cancer for 15 to 29-year-olds and the number one cancer for 25 to 29-year-olds. This bill would prohibit minors from going to tanning salons unless prescribed by a physician. It is time we acknowledge that these tanning machines are dangerous to young Floridians.
Joseph Levy from Jackson, Michigan, represents the American Sun Tanning Association. He disputes some of Sobel's claims.
It's interesting that we started by talking about that Florida has more tanning facilities, we said, than McDonald's. That's a false equivalency. The largest chain of tanning facilities in Florida is hundreds of times smaller than McDonald's, the largest hamburger producer in Florida. So it's a false equivalency.
Yeah, Sobel's bill also doesn't account for unintended consequences.
People would go to unregulated tanning facilities that don't require an operator. Apartment complexes, many in universities, gyms, fitness facilities. A Rutgers University study that was published in July in the Journal of American Medical Association, one of their subjournals that deals with dermatology, showed that 41% of sunbed usage today is in these unmonitored locations, home units. So what this bill would do would create a garage tanning industry for those who attempt to use sunbeds.
But Senate Democratic Leader Athenia Joyner says at least one of Levy's sources also agrees with Sobel's bill.
The information that I got, that some of which I've received, indicates that the American Academy of Pediatrics have called for all U.S. tanning salons to bar minors. And other medical groups, the American Medical Association, the World Health Organization, the Academy of Dermatology and the Skin Care Foundation are demanding a ban on indoor tanning for young people.
Comparing it to how Florida lawmakers have put pool safety legislation in place to protect minors, former Senate President Don Gates also called it a good bill.
We've heard from parents who have suffered tragedies as a consequence of our not taking action to protect children from something that causes harm when not properly regulated. And that's why I believe that provides perfect justification for supporting Senator Sobel's bill.
But Jacksonville Republican Senator Aaron Bean is on the fence.
Because I know it's dangerous. I'm leery of doing anything that I think could have a detriment to my health or my family's health. That's on one side. On the other side, I like freedom. I like choices. If you want to do certain things, eat bacon or whatever it is you want to do, then that should be your right too. So I am just really torn.
Still, the measure passed the Senate Health Policy Committee 6-1 with Bean as the lone dissenting vote. It has two more stops before the floor. It does not yet have a House companion. Sobel has brought this bill in the past, but it's always died in the committee process. For WFSU News, I'm Sasha Kortner.